This week's essay from News Press storyteller Amy Bennett Williams pays homage to one of Southwest Florida's prolific plant species, the saw palmetto. This hardy plant's sharp spines will most certainly leave their mark on those who venture into a dense thicket of them. And while they're not conventionally friendly, Williams has grown to appreciate the palmetto trails that cradle her rural home.
I'd almost driven past it when I felt that odd tug of peripheral awareness, a barely conscious something's not right sensation. Turning my head, it hit me. The palmettos were gone. Where they'd once stood, a couple of metal-treaded tractors bumped over scraped sand. Behind them, in naked alabaster splendor, rose the Crossroads Baptist Church, heretofore only glimpsed through openings in the saw palmetto copses. Now, why I should care about vegetation in a church's parking lot is beyond me. I'm no Joni Mitchell, the parking lot was already up, and palmettos aren't exactly paradise, but the sight knocked the wind out of me all the same. We were just cleaning up the yard, if you will, the cheerful woman I spoke to at the church told me. It had gotten so that you couldn't see our beautiful church from the road. Ah, I told her, that makes sense. Not mentioning what I'm certain is an ancient human lizard brain recoil from dark and branchy places. Contrarian that I am, the exact opposite impulse works in me. One of the things I love about our home is that it's hidden deep in palmettos. Our shell driveway curls away from the road, leading to a small clearing where the house, pasture, and outbuildings are cupped in a hollowed-out glade, beamed and buttressed by spreading live oaks, but stitched all around with palmettos. These ancient plants, they can live for centuries, shelter us, shade us, and scratch the devil out of us should we crash their spiny gates in pursuit of a dog, a stray guinea fowl, or an errant baseball. Once inside, every crackling step, every broken branch sends up a cloud of tawny dust. And he, or she, who emerges from the palmettos usually does so bearing several sets of perfect scarlet striations, as if painted on with a comb. A few years ago, we invited the Division of Forestry out to thin them, and following an afternoon of grinding, burning, and bulldozing, they trimmed them back a bit, carved out a few clearings, and, we hope, reduced our risk of wildfire. Somehow, like my teenager's hair, they regrew overnight. Not that I mind. Sunlight slanting through their fanned translucent makes a cathedral, or at least an elegant woodland chapel, of our little hollow. Newly opened, their pale flowers smell like honey cake dipped in warm milk. The fruit, on the other hand, provides dependable dare material for the kids. Bet you can't eat one. My boys agree with the shipwrecked Jonathan Dickinson, who famously declared in the 1700s that, quote, "Not one among us could suffer them to stay in our mouths, for we could compare the taste of them to nothing else but rotten cheese steeped in tobacco juice." So, while the palmettos aren't a conventionally friendly presence, they're comforting nonetheless. At night, if a window's open, you can hear their raspy whispers, like Tom Waits on a transistor radio under the pillow. Walk far enough in any direction, and you hit a wall that sprawls for miles on end through the region's wild lands. In our neck of the woods, the hog hunters and ATVers, bless them, have hacked trails through the palmettos. The effect is nearly magical, something like a ground-level boardwalk, a clean, easy-to-traverse passage through a place that would otherwise be nearly impossible to navigate. Nearly, but not entirely. I've always thought that were I ever in a Brer Rabbit-type pickle, I'd ask to be let loose in the palmettos. Sure, I'd be scraped and sneezing, but I'd be right at home.